I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We'll say those words together in the Creed in just a few minutes. But the other day, I began to question whether I believe those words or not. The season of Advent is all about preparing for the coming of Jesus, but not just his coming at Christmas. That's our number one mistake. It's also about preparing for his second coming at the end of the world. And last week, as Advent began, I pointed out the obvious fact that for most of us, the end of our lives will come sooner than the end of the world. I'm not pretending to know when the end of the world will be, when Jesus will come. I'm just stating the obvious. And so my point was that preparing for the end of our life is equivalent to preparing for the end of the world. And with so much on the line, I said, there's no time to waste. What am I waiting for if my marriage is not in the church? What am I waiting for if I haven't been to confession? What am I waiting for if I'm still holding on to an addiction? What am I waiting for if I haven't reconciled with my sister or with my father? What am I waiting for? And without trying to, last Sunday, I made it sound like the end of our life is more like a timer getting ready to go off than a finish line to cross. And I didn't think any more about it until Thursday morning when I was reading a reflection by St. Ephrem, who was a deacon in the church in the 300s. He said, Christ promised that he would come again, but he did not say when he would come. So all generations and ages would await him eagerly. The sooner Christ gets here, then the sooner that I can be with him forever. No suffering, no sadness, no pain. With him forever. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. But if my reasoning was correct, then that means that looking forward to his second coming also means looking forward to my death. Do I? Do you look forward to your death? Even someone who is in the grace of God, with their sacraments all in order, their confession, their way of life, even someone who is in the grace of God knows that death rarely happens without suffering and rarely happens without sadness. Almost never. And the suffering and the sadness that we know is coming can make it difficult to look forward to that which is coming after, something that's so great. But it's not impossible. That's why Christ came the first time as a baby in Bethlehem, who would show us how to love, not just by his words, but by dying for us. That's why he comes in the Eucharist, to remind us that we're never alone. But it's still hard to look forward to our death. And as I thought about how difficult this is on Thursday morning, God gave me another great gift. At that very moment, I remembered perhaps the most famous words of our native Kansan, Father Emil Capon, a priest who grew up here, served in the Korean War, and may one day be declared a saint, was being carried away as a prisoner of war to the hospital, which was code word for the death camp. And at the point of his death, Father Capon was no stranger to suffering and no stranger to sadness. But he looked at his fellow prisoners and said, "Don't worry about me. I'm going where I always wanted to go. And when I get there, I'll say a prayer for all of you." I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.